Last night, public school supporters swarmed the streets around Governor Walker's home in Wauwatosa. The demonstrators are upset with his proposed budget. It would reduce aid to K-12 schools by nearly $130 million next year. As WUWM's Aaron Turner reports, school leaders would again face tough decisions.
2 years ago, the legislature created a special grant for public schools, an extra $150 per student. The money was meant to restore some of the massive cuts Governor Walker made to K-12 schools in his first budget. His new spending plan cuts $130 million during the 2015-2016 school year, meaning the grant would disappear. But it would reappear the following year and add $15 per student. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss reacted to the governor's plan.
I think there are going to be people who have concerns that the first year actually reduces spending. The second year more than makes up for it, which I appreciate. So on a two-year budget, we're looking at higher spending for education, which is a good, positive thing.
A good, positive thing is not the way many public school leaders describe the plan. They see it as a 1-2 punch. First, the budget cuts millions the first year, and second, it bars schools from raising property taxes to offset the loss. The State Department of Public Instruction did a breakdown of the impact. It says Milwaukee Public Schools stands to lose $12 million. The next biggest district in the state, Madison, would face a $4 million cut.
Quite clearly, they're going to have to make choices about cutting programs.
Dan Rossmiller is a lobbyist with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Or potentially going to a referendum to raise the revenue limits above the amounts that are currently allowed.
Governor Walker allows districts to exceed property tax caps only if local voters agree. Rossmiller expects some districts to go the ballot route if they want to avoid cutting programs or staff. The last time the governor cut education spending, school districts used his Act 10 to achieve savings. It gave them the authority to control employee benefits. But Rossmiller says that ship has pretty much sailed.
Districts are in a competitive environment for employees. They want to attract and retain the most effective teachers that they can. And so when they ask more of their employees in terms of contributing more for various things or denying them wage increases, it can make a district a more or less attractive place.
At the moment, everybody is trying to figure out how to realign their budget projections.
Erin Richards covers the education beat for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She says public schools in Wisconsin have weathered many budget blows over the years.
There's kind of this scenario every year where you hear a lot of districts around the state say, oh my goodness, this is a catastrophe. And every year they manage to find ways to make it through, and kids go to class, and parents get report cards, and things kind of continue as they have been.
Yet Richards says it appears districts can't take much more. Leaders tell her if Governor Walker's $130 million cut stands, the impact will almost certainly be felt in the classroom. Some districts warn sizes could swell, or districts could lose programs such as art or music. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.